T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the weather is downright miserable today. Lots of rain, enough to cause flooding in spots, and the wind to hit you in the face with the rain and mess with your umbrella. Let's get an updated forecast live from 1010 Winds AccuWeather meteorologist Carl Babinski.
Well, Sonia, 1010 Winds Doppler radar showing the really heavy rainfall now pushing into the city from the south. Also, just within the last half hour, wind gust at JFK up to 40 miles per hour. Now, that wind out of the east is what will cause some coastal flooding, I believe, early this afternoon, especially in areas surrounding Long Island Sound. But for the rest of us, it's just the wind and rain combined making it miserable, and flooding just seems imminent. Based on what I've seen in the D.C. and Philadelphia metropolitan areas the last 8 hours, they've had between 1 and 1.5 inches of rain, and that has led to flooding, and we'll see some of our own. But highs will be near 50, and the good news is, all this rain should wrap up by early tonight and will be dry for the rest of the forecast period. Sonia?
All right. And right now we've got light rain with 41 degrees, the AccuWeather real feel, 35 with that wind. The number of coronavirus cases in China is rising. At the epicenter, the city of Wuhan, where 40 people have died, and overwhelmed health officials are trying to keep up with the flood of patients into hospitals and keep people from leaving the area. Details from correspondent Ian Pannell.
There are now more than 1,300 cases in China alone, with patients now in every part of the world's most populated country, bar Tibet. A seemingly impossible task as dozens of excavators work through the night to build a brand new 1,000-bed hospital in just 10 days. Now, a second 1,300-bed facility has also been announced.
The U.S. is getting its citizens and diplomats out of the area. A charter flight will be removing them tomorrow. There are 2 confirmed cases in the U.S. One patient is being treated at a hospital in Chicago, the other in Washington State, both expected to recover. The risk within the U.S. right now is still considered low. 3 cases have been confirmed in France. They're the first cases in Europe. At least one of those patients had traveled to Wuhan. Tragedy in Queens this morning, where a driver going the wrong way is blamed in the deaths of 3 people.
The 3 people who were killed were in their 20s and 30s. The 4th person is critically injured. He's a 26-year-old male fighting for his life. The police say it was a head-on collision between a 2011 black Honda Accord and a 2010 gray Hyundai sedan. The police say the Honda Accord was driving the wrong way on the Grand Central Parkway near Little Neck Parkway at about 5:36 this morning. The police say the Honda entered the westbound lanes at exit 24 and was driving eastbound when it hit the Hyundai sedan. The police don't know what led the driver of the Accord to go the wrong way. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds in Queens.
An elderly man who was crossing the street this morning in Chinatown is in critical condition after being struck by a city vehicle. The 90-year-old man was not in a crosswalk. He was in the middle of Canal Street near Elizabeth at around 7 this morning. The vehicle was a Department of Sanitation SUV. The driver was a sanitation supervisor. He stayed and was not charged. The victim is at Bellevue Hospital being treated for his injuries. Broadway fans are meeting the stars and creators of their favorite shows today at Broadway Con, which is also meant to help launch the next generation of performers. Broadway Con founder Melissa Anelli tells 1010 Winds you can sing and dance and learn the magic behind the shows.
Over the years, we've had a lot of workshops. We bring in some of the industry's best and brightest to teach people about their craft, and it's really exciting.
Broadway Con is happening today at the New York Hilton until 8:30 tonight and from 8 to 5 tomorrow. Authorities in Jersey City are looking into whether the death of a baby may have involved foul play. Homicide investigators are on the scene, but that is standard just in case. This happened on Suburbia Court this morning. The infant found is reportedly a newborn. It is not clear yet what happened. Stay with 1010 Winds as we get any available information. The NYPD is looking for 6 suspects in a boutique heist in Tribeca. The guys took dozens of coats, valued at $42,000 at around 11 Thursday night. Police say they got in simply by breaking the glass in the shop's front door, then quickly grabbed the coats and took off in two cars, a gray BMW and a black Lincoln Town Car. Police have put out some security camera photos of the suspects and the vehicles. You can see them at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.